السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب، صدق الله العليم. My respected friends and brothers in Islam, this is our seventh session of Heart Talk. We discuss certain practical issues regarding our teenage. Today is the second session of the last program about Dajjal. On my last lecture, we discussed about the hadith where Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describes who is Dajjal and when he will come and what he will do and how long he will stay here and certain signs of Dajjal. One thing we as Muslims, we believe the Qiyamah, the world will never end unless Dajjal has come. Dajjal has to come, world to end. So we all have, always have a problem, you know, 2012, the world is going to end. Don't worry, we have time, because Dajjal still didn't come, but he is going to come. But there are certain people in this world who is preparing the ground, who is working out certain systems which will help when Dajjal comes to control everyone. What is the Dajjalic system is that to have control over every single thing, and Allah will be giving that to Dajjal. So much that certain powers that Allah has only kept for himself and only with Allah's permission that take place. For example, a dead. No one can give life for a dead body. But Allah will give certain power for Dajjal at that time. He will camouflage like he is giving life for the people who are in the grave. And what will happen to our condition of our iman? We are just seeing a black magic, just a man coming and saying certain things. When you go, he starts saying certain, your past history, you did this, you do that. You start believing, hey, he's a great man, man, he can do things, am I right? We start listening to whatever he says. So Allah will give certain powers to Dajjal, where he will be able to capture and take our iman away from us. That is the final test that every believer will have, that our iman. This is the most valuable thing that Allah has given us, not our wealth. Without wealth or money, we live in this world, no problem. One day we die, inshallah, we will enjoy ourselves in Jannah. But if we die without iman, may Allah protect all of us, that we will never ever smell even the fragrance of Jannah. If we die without iman. So we need to protect this, and there are certain systems without even our realization we get involved so much in that. We get involved so much in that, that has a connection with this Dajjalic system. Now the practical issue is what I am saying. Now there are certain, this is, we call it, it's a modernization. We are, you know, a developing country. We want to have everything is done by, you know, yeah. Now you see, those days, we never, when we want to talk and contact someone, we used to have this, you know, write letter. After 1 month, we get the message, okay, this person is dead and gone. Now in few seconds, we have this communication has become very fast. And all these things, who is doing it? And the power Allah has kept on the air, am I right? Which is carrying through air. Web is what? All those things, the power that Allah has kept in the air. So these are the things that the Dajjalic system that will control our mind, will control our soul, will control our heart. Let me tell you something. We take just the Facebook. Currently, I think all of us, those who have a Facebook account, can you please raise your hand? Don't worry, I'm not going to do anything. Please, don't worry. MashaAllah. It's, in one way it's good, in another way it's not good. It's how you're going to make use of it. How you going to make use of it? Depend on that, right? You see, in the Facebook, sometimes you as a man outside, you have a different picture, but you express yourself fully, openly, who you are in Facebook. You start writing, you know, I'm feeling very bold.
You start saying certain things which you sometimes you really don't mean. You reveal yourself fully in Facebook. Am I right? Because you so much, you say, no one, just my friend. And you accept certain people's invitation that when it comes to real life, you will never become his friend. Someone, whoever sent a friend request, you say, yes, he's my friend, accepting. Am I right? We confirm their request. But in real life, such a person will not be your friend. For example, in real life, we will realize, okay, a girl offer you, I want to be your friend. You say, you see, a little bit funny, you know. My mom won't like this. My family won't like this. You know, it's okay. So I say, no. Let me just be like that. But the same girl send you an invite you in Facebook. Invite you on Facebook. What will you do? Will you reject that or confirm that? Without even realizing, we confirm. So these, there are so many systems when it comes to TV programs, when it comes to movies, when it comes to entertainment plans. All these things are taking us away from the loyalty of what? Towards our religion. Loyalty towards our religion, being very honest for what we believe, they take away slowly from us. You getting what I'm saying? We supposed to be very loyal for what we believe. We have to be very strong and confirm wherever we are. But through these systems, outside yes, but when it comes to inner part of our life, we sometimes flexible on those things. I'll tell you one thing. 30 years ago, we had a war in this country. Do you know about it, am I right? And all the people who was involved, when you see their category, hardly you find someone who's above 40. All youngsters. Happened in 2000 and I think in 2006 when I came here, I traveled with some NGOs. That time the war was going on very hot and hard, with some NGOs to help some civilians who were wounded in the war. In certain places, the youngsters have written what they say. They said that my body belongs to the ground earth, but my blood belongs to the Tamil. Udal mannukku rattam tamilik. My blood belongs to what? Tamil language, my race. Am I right? My body belongs to the earth, no problem. One day I die, the earth will eat me, but my blood, I will only shed my blood for the people. These are the things which was killing them and provoking them and made use of. So many people were killed. So we as youngsters, we are the bite, you know. They keep us and control the world. And same way the Dajjalic system. The Dajjalic system is that controlling us. Now when you go in internet, the percentage of people who are browsing on the net, the age percentage, other day I got, I don't know how 100% it was, more than 75% to 80% are the youngsters who are what? Browsing on the net. Why? We have so many things to do there. You know, old man, he say, okay, we're not in. When you're there, what do? You carry it away from there. You don't know what is happening. Your salah, your time, so many things. You get the internet start controlling you. The TV program start controlling you. The cricket match will control you. You decide everything based on your match. This is what it called a Dajjalic system. Something which has control over us, over our soul, over our mind, that is what Dajjal is going to do. When Dajjal comes, that's why there earlier we had certain scholars saying the TV is the Dajjal, because one eye, TV is only one eye. They give certain interpretation, TV is the Dajjal. TV is not Dajjal, you know. Dajjal is a human being that Allah is going to send him, he's going to come, but it represents. Why? TV is controlling. The morning you wake, you don't wake up a Fajr, but you know early morning, 7 o'clock is match is starting, or early morning there is a program, you don't want to miss, you are up. You're very tired in the night, but you know you want to watch a program there. You're connected to that. It's controlling your whole life. TV programs are controlling your life. In internet, in sky. For example, you go on, you start browsing, you say it's time. We don't work on time. When you browse in the net, what happens to us? You just go on. You're doing your work in Yahoo or in Hotmail or Gmail. Suddenly an advertisement come and, you know, pop up. Say, this just something, an offer or something. What do? You're a human being. You just go and click that. Click it. That link takes you to another website. From that website, you get into another link. You go on. And after half an hour, you realize, why did I sit here? It's something else, and what I'm doing is something else. That's why nowadays in companies, certain offices, what they do? They block so many sites. Only sites which it's related to their office work, they allow that. Other sites, when they want to go, that get blocked. They have this kind of system because people are not working. I used to meet a lot of youngsters who are well educated, they are studied. 6 months he's in one job, again he's sacked, he's looking for another job. What's wrong? No, Sheikh, I have a bad habit, you know, when I sit in the net, I go here and there and job, you know, the boss found out that I'm wasting my time, he put me out. This is what happened. What happened? We are so much addicted to these things, it is controlling our life and we become addicted to that. We become addicted to that. So what is happening? We need to be always self-discipline. When it comes to the Dajjalic system, it gives a different thing. You go walk in the street. Now, let me tell you, the McDonald's, KFC, Pizza Hut, Coca-Cola, all these are these people who are controlling the entire world economy. They addict, even see McDonald's, how they use their marketing strategy. You ask your young brother, where do you want to go? What will he say? He said he wants to go to McDonald's. Why? You know, he gets a happy meal. He gets a toy there. He has a place to play there. Am I right? They know the human psychology. They know how the human minds work. The children's brain, how it works. So they have captured that. Every kid wants to go there. Everyone, they want us to be addicted to certain things. And then we are controlled by them. But, in fact, what Islam has said that Allah and the Islamic rules and regulations have to control us. The morning when we wake up, the Salah of Fajr and Azan must control us. For Azan, we must wake up. And you know, Dr. Hakim Quick, our brother Sahal always used to say, he speaks about this very detailedly. He says all about, in one lecture, he blasts the Saudi government. Even when you go to Haram, other day I was saying, when you go to Haram, you don't feel that holy feelings. Why? So much of all the thing what you see is brands which representing the Dajjal. Everything. So he is so much amazed with the beauty of the buildings, the food what he see there, and the, what you call, material which is available. When you go inside to the Kaaba, you look at the Kaaba, you don't hear. You don't hear. The value of Kaaba, the value of that place is taken away. This is what this Dajjalic system does. They take so much. To come to such extent, even the value of your own parents will be taken away from your heart. We will not start appreciating people. What is the Dajjalic system is? That what you want, you achieve. You don't want, even you kill a person, and you achieve it. That is the mentality that gives. Don't appreciate, don't worry about others. It's about your feeling, it's about your enjoyment, that is what they speak. Right, human rights, we have rights, human rights. Human rights means not violating another person's rights and taking you. Will you see that you are in hungry, so will it justify that you are taking another person's food and eating? That person also might be hungry, right? You can't say, I am hungry, so I took it from him. Can you say that? No. The Dajjalic system will train you, will program your mind in such a way, if you want something, you get it in a good way or a bad way, I want it. By hook or crook, I want it. So even in a legal way or illegal way. So we need to learn to appreciate. We need to learn to be loyal for our parents. We need to learn to be loyal to our religion. It starts from, you know, basic things. I'll tell you a story. And through that, we can see all these facilities, whatever the comfort that we have, it teaches us to be what? Arrogant. It teaches us to be less, it teaches us to be very arrogant and to be people who are not grateful. Always, for example, you have internet facility. Suddenly your father had something wrong and you couldn't pay the bill. How angry you will be. You start scolding your father. What's wrong, Dad? I want the connection, you know, because we are addicted to that. You are used to certain type of dress you are dressing. One day, one year, for Eid, father was having a hard time. He bought you clothes, but he didn't buy you that same brand because it's very expensive. What you start saying? You forget all the things what your parents did. You be ungrateful. You start scolding your parents. What's wrong? Because you feel that is my life. You feel that is my life. How am I going to go in front of my friends? Because friends will not, they will look at me in a different eye. Because last Eid I was wearing this, you know, billabong and that bong and this bong. Now how am I going to go with this no bong? Huh? You know, how am I going to walk with this just normal, you know, tackies? How am I going to walk with this normal jeans? Am I right? This is the mentality that it creates us with all this. We need to learn to appreciate what Allah has given us. And we become, and another Dajjalic system is, I always, you know, the Islamic finance is there, Brother Sahal is, will, I think he will agree with me. You know, this leasing company, this is also another Dajjalic system according to me. Ulama, scholars might differ. Those days, you know how people used to live? You have money, you buy. You don't have money, you stay as it is. Am I right? When you're hungry, you have money, you buy food, you eat. You don't have, you do just straight. This is what when you go to certain African countries, sometimes I feel how peaceful life they are living. No rat race. They have food, they get food, oh, they will eat the whole sahan, no problem. No food, they will starve for a few days, no worries. No problem. They got used to that system. That's how our forefathers used to live. When they have food, they used to eat, no food. Now what the world is this, you know, the one world order is created. Say, no worry, you don't have money, I'll give you loan. You don't have money, I'll give you loan. You don't have money to buy that car? You like that car? You want to buy it? Yes, we have created a leasing company. You go there, you don't need to pay the whole money. You just put a deposit of small amount and you get that vehicle. Am I right? It creates commitments for you. It tells you don't have, you buy, we will give it to you. Now all the, now this, you know, out of the season, holiday season, all the offers. Now they came with a credit card system saying, you know, credit card, interest-free credit card. Interest-free. For 60 days you don't need to pay interest. And so much these credit card companies have gone and spoken with the company, when you purchase with a credit card, in fact the price of the good is cheaper than when you buy in cash. When you ask them, they say, we are giving the benefit for the customer. Nothing. Do you think they love us? Do you think they love us and they want to help us? No. They want to fix us. They want to put us in trouble. What control? Now what happened? I met one brother. He's crying. He's having problems. He's earning for a month 35,000 rupees. But with all his commitments, he end up at home for a month, only 5,000 remaining in his hand. He's finding difficult to eat and drink because he has a big, when you look at him, no one will think he's a poor man because he has a huge screen at home. How did you buy? No, this company offered 2,000 rupees a month, so I bought that. Like that, he has brought so many equipments which is not necessary in his life, which is not an essential thing. But he has got connected to that. He wants and addicted to that. Without that he can't live. Now what is happening? He is starving. His basic needs are being neglected. So if the Dajjalic system will come to such level, people will start starve. I tell you why I am bringing to this point, the economic part. The time when the Dajjal comes, there will be no rain for 6 months. Even the entire ground, the earth will be dried off. Now people are starving and depend on that. Am I right? That is the essential food. Allah will test the iman of us. May Allah protect us and our progeny, our entire, you know, entire Muslim community. Dajjal will come and say, you are hungry? You starving? Dajjal will point the hands up to the heaven, start raining, and then the greenery will come up. People will say, oh, you're God. Allah. They start worshipping him, they will eat. We have sold our iman for it.
He's going to give our iman. I'll tell you a story. This is what happened, a true story. A young man, he has done very well and he's applying in one big multinational company, a managerial post. So first interview he went. So they have interview in three stages. You get one person who screens his qualification, and the second interview they will just go through all other experience that he has. The third interview, that is the final interview. You have to pass through first, second, third. The director of the company or the CEO, the chairman will interview him. So he passed all these interviews. He came for the third interview. The director was there. The chairman went through everything. He found that this child has done well in all entire his career. School, he has scored. Every year he has scored. His exams are done very well. Everything is fine, mashallah. So chairman asked him a question which is not relevant to the job. Asked that, you know, you have done very well, so your father would have helped you financially when you were studying very well. The boy said, you know, my dad passed away when I was 1 year old. So the chairman asked him, so who financed you for your education, because you have done well? Education wise, is everything well? He said, my mom. Where does your mom work? He replied, my mom is working in a laundry. You know what she does? She washes clothes. That's what she does. She washes clothes only. So she earns good. Then the chairman asked him, have you ever helped your mother for washing clothes? He said, no. For two reasons. Because my mom always wanted me to learn, study. She didn't want me to, you know, take up this job. And second thing, but she washes better than me. She washes faster and better than me. So I can't let stay. Chairman said, okay, I'm happy with all your performance here, but I want you to do one thing and get back tomorrow to the office. Told the young boy, go home and wash your mother's hand. What? Wash your mother's hand and come back and see me. He was very amazed. What is this? What got to do with this job and washing my mother's hand? Anyway, he desperately wanted the job. He went home with a lot of mixed feelings. A lot of mixed feeling. When he felt the mother's hand, he started tearing. Then only he realized that hand worked so hard to educate me, so much of wrinkle and bruises in the hand, he started tearing. He never realized the comfort what the parents, the mother gave him. He never realized the difficulty of the parents, mother. He took everything for granted. That's what happens to us, even who I'm speaking. If we don't go through, if we don't realize what other people go through to give it to us. For example, even when you eat the rice, you need to think back and remember the farmer, how much difficulty the farmer went through. Sometimes the farmer who, you know, cultivates the samba rice, he never even have eaten samba in his life. Why? He sent it to the Colombo because he wants money. He wants money to survive and do the other thing. He never eats that. The people who manufacture cars, who work in a company, they have never driven in that car. They go through so much of difficulty. People who manufacture so much of beautiful clothes, you know, ladies and gents in the factory, their children have not worn that. Their children have not worn those clothes. They don't allow. So what happened? This young boy started tearing. The mother felt very upset about it. So he washed everything, all the clothes, and helped the mother. He thanked the mother, and next morning he went and met the chairman. When he was meeting the chairman, he was filled with tears in his eyes. I was filled because now only he realized after so long. The chairman asked him, "What made you cry?" He said, I learned three things in my life. First, I learned to appreciate. Second thing, I learned that you need to work hard to achieve something. Third thing, I learned that I need to be grateful for my parents and be, you know, maintain a family ties. Chairman said, this is what I wanted. More than all those qualifications, this is what I wanted from you. Because if you know to appreciate, then you're going to come to a high position, a managerial post. You appreciate all the people who are working under you, and you will try to take maximum work from them and you will appreciate them.
Second thing, you have learned through hard work you can achieve something. For you, you are the manager, you have to work hard, then all the people who are under you will work hard. Because your mom worked hard that you became such a person. You worked hard in your education. First thing, family ties, he said that whatever we are doing here, whatever we are earning, it is for family. So we need to maintain the family ties always. It's not about your friends, it's not about your, what you call the money and whatever you are earning. This is something very important. When it comes to this Dajjalic system, we get away from all these things. We always want that, we want more this, we get addicted to everything. So you have to balance your life. You have to balance your life and control yourself. A self-discipline for yourself. No one is going to be behind you every time. Now the teachers, school, parents, here and there. Now the holidays are coming. No one is going to question you, what you are doing. But you are going to reply that. You are going to pay for whatever you are going to do if you don't going to make tawbah in your life. You will definitely pay. Even sometimes some scholars say, even you make tawbah, yes, Allah will accept and Allah will not punish you in hereafter. But the consequences of that action, you are going to pay it in this dunya. You will pay that. You have to be a good person that Allah will grant you good. We have been here. People in the life, they do a lot of mistakes. Lot of mistakes. But Allah is prepared to forgive. This is what the shaitan and Dajjal is so angry with us. Shaitan will make so much of effort with one tawbah. With one, you know, tawbah and istighfar, Allah will forgive our sins. One tawbah and one istighfar. Allahu Akbar. Allah is so much loving. Allah loves us so much. But we need to be loyal to Allah. When we do something wrong, we must realize we should not become arrogant. We should not become addicted to whatever we see, saying, okay, take things for granted. And we have to work hard and hard. We have to work hard and hard. When you work hard and see everything, you start thinking how it is. Just use your brain. Now in internet you are using it. You don't realize you send every day you are sending so much of emails. You are not realizing that how I am sending this email. That my friend is receiving the email. All these things through the power that Allah has given to the air, the wind. Everything is happening to them. So we need to understand certain things. There are powers above us controlling everything. Even in this country, you know, people might talk that and this, but we are locked up. We are fixed actually. Everything, we like it or we don't like it. We have become their slaves. The people behind the Dajjalic system, to be very openly say, these are the Jews. The Jews are behind it. They are planning every single stage. Whatever now is happening, the financial crisis, 50 years before they pre-planned, this is how we are going to build and make people depend on it. Now the problem, everybody is having the problem of dollar crisis. You know, just 115 rupees the dollar was, now 135 rupees, am I right? I think yesterday it was 135 rupees. What happened? How did this happen? Huh? What is the value that money has it? All this, the Dajjalic system which they planned 50 years ago, everyone, all of us are controlled. We like it or we don't like it. We are being controlled. Everyone, even the government, from the government, from the top level to the bottom, all of us have been controlled. So, there are certain things that how can we be independent from it? That we need to be self, you know, sufficient for whatever we have, we need to keep it for ourselves. Be independent. Don't get connected to, for example, there is no now electricity. Now, last week the president sent SMSs for all of us saying that, you know, join hands with me to save electricity for the next, you know, generation. Huh? Earth Day. Why? According to what they have done, all the energy, they are saying, another 40 to 50 years, these energies are gone. Just, can you imagine a day without electricity in our country? What will be the condition of the people? We are depend on that. But our forefathers lived without electricity. They lived. The life was going on smoothly without any problem. Our forefathers lived without petrol. Now, when the price of petrol go up, it is control everything, am I right? Then the loaf of bread also what? The price has increased. Everything is connected to one, connected, connected, connected. So we need always to be independent. How? It's very difficult in this culture, in this situation. But for certain extent, we need to plan ourselves. We need to plan ourselves. I'll tell you now, tomorrow, all of us are now, other day, Brother Sahal was saying, everyone, all the youngsters saw the opportunity in the IT, you know, field IT. They all went and studied. Now there are so much of IT graduates in the country. Now even one person, he was to get 80,000 rupees monthly salary, now they bought it down, cut it down, say 40,000, without saying, say you go, because we have so much in the market. Just imagine, we are depend totally on this information technology. One day it goes off. One day it will go off. What will happen to us? What will happen to us? Can we live? At the moment we can't think about it. But what I'm saying, these are the plans, what these people are doing it in order to control us. But one thing that you have to keep in our mind, whatever condition is going to happen in this world, whatever, it can be a starving situation, we as Muslims, who is giving us food? Who is sustaining us? Allah. So we don't need to worry. So we need to be who? Loyal to Allah. Even there is no food, Maryam alayhi salam, in Palestine, in Jerusalem, those type of fruits were not found at that season. But she was eating those fruits. Zakaria alayhi salam was very much amazed. Allah says in Holy Quran, Zakaria alayhi salam has, Anna laki haza. From where did you find this Maryam? Qalat huwa min indillah. She said that this is from Allah. This is from Allah. So Allah can do wonders. So we need to be loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and planning ourselves, have a self-discipline. So sometimes we say, okay, don't need to worry, we do everything. We can be loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah will be sufficient for us. Tawakkal to Allah, right? Even this Islam does not encourage. Islam says, okay, you have to do whatever you can do and then you have to say what? Tawakkal to Allah. You have to plan yourself. You need to do, now all of you may be in O levels or A levels, you need to know what is the world outside, the environment. The commercial and the corporate world outside, in what type of world I'm going to enter it. How I can keep my iman. How can I control my iman there? Lot of people, nowadays youngsters, none of them is having a happy marriage life. Not because their wives are, you know, good, not good enough, they are not beautiful. No, their wives are very beautiful, everything they have. Problem outside, the environment, the corporate world, the environment they are working. When they wake up in the morning, the wife is not dressed up and make up anyway, that we know, she's busy with that and this. When he walks to the office, he sees the secretary, the receptioner, dressed up so nice. Hello, good morning. So he says, what? He gets so much, you know, amazed, and he gets attracted with those girls. He comes home, he is not happy. He's not happy. But Allah has told us, you lower your gaze, happiness in marriage life is found there. By lowering our gaze. She might be an ugly woman, but shaitan beautifies. Zuyyina lin-nas. Shaitan beautifies it. Beautifies for human being. Shaitan beautifies and shows us. So we know we're going to get into a corporate world like that. How am I going to control myself? How am I going to control myself? Huh? When we are youngsters, we get used to so much, we have so much of girlfriends, just friends. She's not my girl, she's my girlfriend. Am I right? This is what our... No, I have nothing, I don't have a crush with her, but she's just my friend. She's my classmate. What happened? We take it easy. See, we don't worry about it. We get used to that environment. In marriage life, you can't live your life. It's very difficult for you. So you need to prepare yourself. I am getting into a such world, a such corporate world. How can I control myself? For that you need to have a strong iman. To get strong iman, we need to create this type of environment. At least once a month, we need to discuss about Allah. We need to see and discuss about Akhirah. What is going to happen? And I'll tell you how we're going to pre-plan. And in Islam, this has been encouraged. Yusuf alayhi salam, the story of Yusuf. Everything you can see, you can find in Quran. Story of Yusuf alayhi salam. 7 years before, Allah shows a dream for that king that 7 years after, you're going to get a famine where whole world will have no food. The king dreamed this. You know the long story, I'm cutting it short. Told to Yusuf alayhi salam. Yusuf alayhi salam was the prophet. He was interpreting. He said, yes, this is what is the meaning of this. King said, okay, if this man can interpret my dream, then he can control this situation. Okay, come. Made him the one. The governor of the central bank in our policy when he talked. He was the finance minister. Finance minister was who? Yusuf alayhi salam. So he drew a policy for Egypt, a finance policy. Said, this how for 7 years you say just our resources will be used in this way. He drew a plan. What? He said, okay, every day we are eating 1 kilo of rice. He said, all of you must cut it down to 500 grams. So, you know, it's a law. So they did this. For 7 years he had a policy. He worked hard. He planned it and all the people obeyed him. Came to such level, whole world didn't have food, but food was there in Egypt. People have gold and silver money. They used to come to Egypt and he's the finance minister. Give them gold and give us a little bit of rice, please, because we are starving. The story where his brothers also came to him and they were asking, you know, please give us food. Please give us rations that we can go back. We have our old father, that is Yusuf alayhi salam's father as well. Oh, Yaqub alayhi salam. Then they took it back. So planning ourselves. Every individual. Now sometimes you think, I am not a minister, finance minister, why must I plan? But you can plan yourself. You can plan your revenue. You can plan and design your life. What I am going to do. How I am going to develop my family. What is going to be going for savings. How I am going to do savings. What is the investment I am going to do? This financial aspect. In everything, we need to plan strategically. This is what Islam encourages us. And then, say tawakkal to Allah. Allah, what is in my hand, I have done. What is in my hand, I have done that. Now I am saying what? Tawakkal to Allah. So we get the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every day we have to think, we have to work hard. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about the youth, very important. These are two questions. One is the question and one is the reward that Allah is going to give us. One question specifically going to be asked about our youth. Our life and then specifically, An shababihi fima abla. Where did we spend our youth? Where did we spend? Then we have to prepare the answer. Are we preparing the answer? Can you say, you know, I spend my holidays, my youth, you know, in watching 2 movies a day, playing so many games and passing all the stage, unlocking all the stage, I did this. Am I right? We are busy with those things which does not benefit us in this world as well as in here. We just addicted to it. Why? Just time pass. We can do so many things for time pass. That will benefit us in this world as well as in hereafter. So that is very, very important. Every minute in our life is that we are getting closer to Akhirah. We are getting closer to Akhirah. We are getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One day the death is going to come. I'll tell you, last month I was in Matara. The one brother came and told me a story incident. I was so sad and shocked. A young man, he was 26 years old. His native place is from Matara, but he's living in Matala, in, you know, up country. You know, his wedding day is getting close, so he came to Matara to give, you know, invitation for all his family members. He gave invitation, everything. He went, crossed from one side of the road to the other side. He had some pain. He fell there. It's gone. Only 26 years old. They found it that he's having heart attack. Said that? He's gone. He's having heart attack. Did he realize he has planned, he has print card for his wedding? We plan, we propose things. But Allah knows what is going to happen for us. So normally what shaitan puts in our mind, now you're young, you enjoy your life. You enjoy your life, tomorrow you can make tawbah. Once you get married, once you're going to say kabiltu, from that day you say, you know, I'm saying haram for all my sins. That's never going to happen. That is like fooling your own self. Say tomorrow, yes, tomorrow I'll make tawbah, go on. For example, Fajr, wake up, you say, today I sleep, tomorrow I'll get up on time. sleep. Then again you say tomorrow. This is what shaitan will do. Keep on saying, you know, go on tomorrow, tomorrow. When it comes to bad things, evil deeds, shaitan will say, you do it now. Don't worry, you just try it now. Later on you can say no. You try it now, later on you can say no. So we need to put our things together, mashallah. CIS and Brother Shamim and, you know, Brother Sahal and Hafiz and all of them have come. We need to create something where our youngsters can come and make use of your time, your resources, your talents, what you have, and have certain discussion. One day in Akhir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to ask us a question. You will be able to answer Allah saying what? Ya Allah, I spend my time on these things. In computer, there are some youngsters so much of busy in Dawah, in Facebook. Whenever he's busy, he's doing something good. So, make use of those things. You are in Facebook, yes. You say, okay, we are in it. So now make use of those things for good things. Someone, why you want to sin? You post a picture. And you are also sinning. And you are saying, so all the people, all your friends, who are maybe 200, 300, some even have friends, thousands of friends. I don't think in real life he has even 5 friends. He's going to see thousands of friends. All of them going to view, everyone who's going to view that immoral picture that you are sinning. One sin comes to your account. Because you are the one, the reason for it. Sometimes you put a link. You type a link and say, okay, you go and see that link. It can be a music, can be a, you know, trail of a movie or something. This how, without realizing, we are promoting sin. Why don't we convert that in the other way around and promote righteous deeds? MashaAllah, we have some youngsters that design posters, that, you know, they say event programs is taking place here. But when it comes to our hard talk, you know, Colombo page, I think there's only few brothers who are like that. How many, Shami?
31.
Only 31. But when you go and see, you know, other fans, the popular singers, they have 50,000, 100,000 likes in their pages. Why? Because we are connected to that. When you see gender is Muslim, unfortunately, I tell you, unfortunately, Sheikh Agar was giving a sermon, I want to go and meet him and take that statistic. Unfortunately, they have done a statistic, a censor about the downloading. The pornography been downloaded in the country, the highest rank in the country. Out of 5 top ranking countries, 4 countries are Muslim countries. That means our Muslim youngsters are doing that. That means Shaitan always targeting us more than others. More than us, because we have something much more valuable than what they have. They have already Shaitan's people, the Jews, the Christians, the Kuffar, all of them already Shaitan's people. He don't worry about them. But he worries about us. He worries about us. He says, you know, I'm Muslim, but I'm a modern Muslim. You know, there is nothing modern Muslim. And Muslim is one Muslim. Muslim means you obey Allah in all your condition in your life. That is what Muslim. You're not, I'm a modern and moderate. Some say I'm a moderate Muslim. What does it mean, moderate Muslim? When it comes to your party, I party. When it comes of Azan, yes, I go for Masjid. This is called moderate Muslim. You know, we pray. Our salah must prevent us from partying. You know, when it comes to, you know, matric, your graduation parties and both, you say, okay, this once in a lifetime we're going to get that. We go and, you know, no worry. We get carried away with those things. May Allah forbid, may Allah protect us. Those are the sins that which will lead, you know, take us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, step by step. Step by step we go away from it. So realize we can enjoy. We can enjoy ourselves, be, you know, play games, cricket, whatever it is, but don't be addicted or link up with any of these systems. Facebook, make use of it for dawah. Keep your pages in such way where anybody comes, he can read a message of Islam. Something, even it's not Islam, okay, sometimes you don't want to be, but don't post things which is, you know, Islamically not accepted. Just something, a word, a fun, just a joke, no problem. But Islamically, which is not accepted, don't post on your page. And as we are boys, how we can't have a friendship relationship with a girl, with opposite sex who is not mahram for you,
Same way, even in Facebook, if she requests, she wants to be your friend, if you're confirming, that means you are doing zina. You are what? Disobeying Allah. When a girl says no, you reject, don't say yes. Reject that. Only boys you must have in that, and that also you have just for a relationship that you have certain funds in that situation. What is the use of it? So what is it? We are doing certain things illegal, which is haram. You go, when she becomes your friend, what happens? You can link yourself with her friends, am I right? When she becomes your friend, you have access to her account, and then through her account, you have access to her friend's account. Then what are you doing? You are entering a house of a person, to a privacy of a person, which you have not been given permission. It's haram. Quran says, first you need to ask permission, salam, assalamu alaikum, then only you can enter. Am I right? So all these things, we get link up, and then what happened? Situation, the condition, in the end, we get locked up, we have problems. I'll tell you one story and finish it off. Some people create fake, profile in Facebook. We all have fake. And this happened in Colombo. We have, what's your name? Sheikh Bond. Sheikh Bond. I know one of my guy, he sent me a friend, Sheikh Bond. I say, who is his name? Sheikh Bond. Real name is not Sheikh Bond, but he has created a fake profile. What has happened? Through the Facebook, this one person who created a fake profile, his own sister also have created a fake profile. Through Facebook, they have got a crush. This is what happened. They have been sending messages, talking, they don't know, in same house. She is in one room and he is in another room. And it's become so serious, went to a such level, because she's not going to put her real face on the, in the profile, whatever, she has put someone else's face. And then it went to such extent where she was capturing pictures of her, part which is not supposed to be exposed, and even him, they start exchanging themselves. It went on very serious, came to a situation that now they cannot, carry on their relationship without meeting. So they made something that and this, they decided, okay, they're going to meet in one way, in theater. They are going to watch a movie. So they planned and they went. Seat numbers, everything was booked, you can plan everything. Nowadays, Rasal can be done, am I right? When they purchased the ticket, okay, they wanted this seat and they wanted that seat. When they found themselves in the movie, they sing each other, brother and the sister. You're laughing, but even up till now, both of them psychologically, they are off. They are now psycho. Why? They have already given their heart to each other, where they cannot, now they realize that, and they are so, they cannot face each other. In big embarrassment in their life. Just imagine, can you raise that away from your memory? What that this Facebook is doing? This is a real story what I'm saying. I'm not making up a story, it's a real story. They are taking them to now counselors, that and this. But only they know what is the story. Even the parents doesn't know. Because can they tell this to the parents? Can they tell this to the parents? They can't tell this to the parents. So, you have to be very, very careful about with whom, because in Facebook you don't know. Another schoolboy, I'll tell you, he is studying in O-level, but he got a link through Facebook to a 40 years old lady. She is a widow. Now it come to a situation that he is adamant. He's saying, I want to marry her. Nothing wrong Islamically. But the society, the culture, the environment, what is going to happen to his life? But he is adamant he wants to get married to that lady. Why? He has already sold his heart to her. All of us will laugh, why? 40 years old, this fellow is only 18, 19, 17 years old. But we don't realize when and what time Shaitan will creep in which way Shaitan will creep in. We don't know. Sometimes we take it for granted. We play around. So very important. Life is not a joke. Life is not a game. Life is not a joke and life is not a game. In game you can take risk. You can play. Okay, you lose today, tomorrow you can. But make it up and you can inshallah score it. But in life, once you get fixed, it's fixed. Very difficult. It's very difficult. But Allah has kept the door of tawbah open. We can go back to Allah, ask tawbah, purify ourselves and come back. But still that memories and the past, what you have done, it's very difficult to raise that away from your mind. So this is what, you know, when it comes to the Dajjalic system, what we are facing certain problems. When you're going out, you walk out in the street, every way lowering our gaze. It's one of the biggest problems. We need to take this as a topic and talk. Discuss as a topic. I think few weeks ago, Mufti Yusuf was giving a very beautiful story. He said it's a true story. In his every week morning tafsir program, which is broadcast on the radio. He says about the husband and wife. About the husband and wife, they were married, they had a lot of problems in their relationship. Eventually they end up divorced, you know. They separate themselves. He went in one direction, she went in another direction. Unfortunately, she got into a bad industry of selling herself after a while. And this man, he was trying to get married, no, he was so desperate one night, he was looking for a lady to fulfill himself. Na'udhu billah haram. So, what happened? Allah made it in such way, he found his wife, but he doesn't know. That night he bought his wife and he was spending the night. And you know, as men, we are stupid, you know, we tell all the stories. When the lady come and show the teeth, he tell everything, you know. So this man, what happened? After he was fulfilled, he starts saying, you know, I was married to a lady and she was not beautiful, she was ugly, she was not doing anything for me, you know, I was not happy. This wife, you know, recognized him. Wife knew that, you know, men, very rarely they change, you know, they have a same. But women, they can change themselves, you know, put that hairstyle, this hairstyle, put that and this and change their, you know, features look a bit different. After everything she listened, in the end she told that, the wife you are speaking about, same wife, I am the wife. What? He had enjoyment here in haram, in zina. So what is happening here? Through, we are not lowering our gaze. Protecting our gaze, Allah will take our happiness and enjoyment away from obedience and Allah will put in disobedience. May Allah forbid. May Allah protect all of us. So, we are in a such level. We are coming to a fitna. Every way it will be a fitna. So, we need to protect ourselves. We need to protect ourselves. Protect our eyes. Through that only, we can always, inshaAllah, be protected in this world as well as our children. One thing you have to remember, we are not an individual who with us, our account is going to get closed. We are not individual. With us, the account is going to get closed. We are an institution where there are people to follow us. Who are they? Who are the people going to follow us? Our children, our brothers, our sisters. Am I right? Once we get married. So every action has a what? Impact on your children. Your action, what you are doing, it has an impact on your children. And I just want to conclude with saying this. When Maryam alayhi salam, in Quran, when Maryam alayhi salam came with the baby, she was not involved in anything, she was pure. When Maryam alayhi salam came with the baby, the community people said, what's wrong with you, Maryam? What's wrong with you, Maryam? Why have you done? They thought she has what? Illegally got this baby, am I right? But this was Allah's command and she was pure. They said two things. They spoke about the mother of Maryam alayhi salam and father of the Maryam alayhi salam. They said, your mother was a very pious lady. She was not a prostitute. She was not a zani. How come you are becoming that? Second thing they said, your father is very honorable man. He had only good habits. He's a very good person. So how come you? That means, if the parents are bad, eventually what happens? That habit gets carried on to your children. So now, we can't be blaming our parents. Why I'm saying this is that, we're going to become parents one day. We're going to prepare ourselves. So, from our young age, we need to discipline ourselves. We need to get into certain controls, ways, certain habits, where it will be example for our children, where we can guide our children. So these are the two things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, mashaAllah, time. Allah has granted us so much of opportunities. Allah has granted everything for us. So we need to discipline ourselves, our time for education, time for playing, time for being grateful for the parents. All these things we need to keep on our mind and prepare ourselves. Every day think, what I'm doing today, what I'm going to do tomorrow, what is my achievement? Ask yourself, what I'm going to do, why I want to become like that, and how can I be in service for the deen of Allah? How can I be in service? You don't need to become a scholar and give lecture and all this to be give a service to the dunya, for the deen of Allah. You can do the service in a different way. MashaAllah, people in the world, financially you can do a service. Your ideas, your talents. You see Brother Shamim and Brother Sahal, they are here. MashaAllah, what their talents and the ability, their planning and programming, sending SMS, emails round. And MashaAllah, we have gathered this crowd. So like this, we can pass this message. And we need to create activities, inshaAllah. Those who are, inshaAllah, rioting, sitting for the O-level London exams, we have organizing a program for them in the holidays on June 9th, 10th and 11th. Am I right, Brother Sahal? 9th, 10th and 11th. It's a 3-day residential camping for youth. We're going to take, only a restricted number of youth, because that resort can only accommodate that number. Inshallah, if the number comes more, we will maybe have, few programs. In that, we are expecting that, to teach and, to educate, be with you all, your tahajjud, then your salah, and train yourself. How there's one topic we're going to discuss about the mind map. How you're going to plan yourself. If you learn the mind map, it's easy for you to remember things, to plan things, prepare yourself. And then, don't stop till you drop. That means saving. Whatever you have, whatever you see, don't buy. End up, all those things. That other day a brother said, if all these commercials, you see advertisement get less, the garbage problem will be reduced. Because we buy so much of things which is not necessary, because we are seeing that, because someone is having it, we are buying that. So there are various practical life skills will be given, inshallah. In that 3 days, we will be training Quran and all those things, inshallah. So I encourage the brothers who are, sitting for your London examination or EdExcel in this year, and even you pass this message, in SL Hub, www.slhub.com, you can download the application, and you can hand it over the application to Nimal Road, Bumble Pity, or Kalpiti Masjid, inshallah. And before end of this month, am I right? Before the April, 20th of April, inshallah. I just got a message last night that over 85 applications has been already downloaded from the site, but we still have room, inshallah. You all can download and prepare yourself, inshallah. We all met Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Accept our effort and accept our sitting here, accept our gathering. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you a bright future and will protect all of you, inshallah, in this dunya and akhirah. Wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
For more lectures, visit slhub.com.